As we doubt God's word, we are open to any suggestion. The woman did not believe or did not understand that God said, "You shall not eat of the tree that is in the midst of the garden." Adam, who had been given this commandment, stood idly by as a bone of his bone, the flesh of his flesh, willingly defied God. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. The innocence of creation was shattered. They knew the devil was right. They now knew both good and evil. In acknowledging that they were naked, they acknowledged the sin which they had committed. Sewing fig leaves together to make a loincloth did not cover their sin, did not remove the punishment of death. In Lent, we acknowledge that we have inherited the same sin from Adam. We also confess that we have sinned against God and neighbor by our thoughts, words, and deeds. The loincloth of our good works cannot cover our sin, cannot fix that which we have done. Fortunately for Adam and Eve, fortunately for us, God does not desire the death of a sinner. Therefore, he promised a Redeemer who would crush the head of the serpent and restore creation. May our Lord grant that we believe in him, that we trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus for our salvation. Amen.